Welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate. You are listening to Anointed Manna, hosted by Tina Wader, to nourish your heart and to satisfy your soul. For the next 60 minutes, welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate. You are listening to My Journey of Faith, hosted by Jennifer Booth, wife, mother, ministry leader, author, and speaker, encouraging one another daily through sharing life experiences to a growing faith in Jesus Christ. For the next 60 minutes, we invite you to join us live via the chat room. Click to talk with the host or call it 347-850-8893. After the show, we invite you to join us at ChristianWomenAffiliate.com. Here's your host. Welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate. You are listening to Anointed Manna, hosted by Tina Wader, to nourish your heart and to satisfy your... Welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate. You are listening to Anointed Manna, hosted by Tina Wader, to nourish your heart and to satisfy your soul. For the next 60 minutes, we invite you to join us live via the chat room. Click to talk with the host or call it 347-850-8893. After the show, we invite you to join us at ChristianWomenAffiliate.com. Here's your host.
Hey, there has been a little mix-up, I see, with the introduction. We are not Anointed Manna. We are actually My Journey of Faith, and I'm Cynthia McCutcheon. We are doing the talk show today with Janet Thompson. She is a Christian author and speaker, the founder of Woman to Woman Mentoring and All About His Works Ministries. Janet's passion and focus is one generation teaching and training life lessons from God to the next generation. It's God's plan for the continuation of the church. One generation will commend your works to the other, says Psalms 145:4. Janet is an author of many books, and she has gotten her degree from Fuller Theological Seminary, and she's a class graduate. She's also the member of the Advanced Writers Speakers Association, and she's the ministry team mentor mom for the Mom Initiative. So welcome with me, Janet Thompson. Hey, Janet, how are you?
Great. Hi, Cynthia. Thank you for having me on today.
Thank you. That introduction kind of threw me there for a minute. I don't know where that came from. Today, let's talk a little bit about your passion that God gave you for women, mentoring others. Tell us a little bit about how this all came about.
Well, I was, as you mentioned, getting a degree, a Master's of Arts in Christian Leadership at Fuller Theological Seminary, and I was in the business world and had an MBA and was pretty sure God was going to use me in business some way. And people kept asking me, you know, what are you going to do when you get out of seminary? And I said, I have no idea, but the Lord got me this far, and I'm sure he'll show it to me. And I said, you know, of course, the one thing I'm definitely never going to do is work with women or work in women's ministry. And, of course, you never want to say that because sometimes the Lord has some that exact thing planned for you. And so I went to a conference in Oregon that was about women in ministry, but I went to network and find out what women would do that, you know, didn't want to particularly work in women's ministry. And I'll tell you, I kind of joke about that now, but my reason being is that I had been a single mom for 17 years. I was busy in the workplace. I was a working mom, and I never felt like I actually fit into any of the, quote, women's groups at the church. And so I had really not done anything with them, and I just didn't feel that that was my calling. But at this conference that I went to in Oregon, the Lord spoke very directly and clearly to me, and the words I heard were, feed my sheep. And I said, okay, and then I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, who am I talking to, and what does this mean? And so my husband and a number of my friends, we all began to pray, and I called him and told him, oh, the Lord's been talking to me. So the next morning I went to the next speaker that day, and she was talking on the verses in John chapter 21, verse 15 to 17, where Jesus is saying, you know, to Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. And so I knew I had heard the Lord. And as I returned home, I was, you know, we were members of Saddleback Church and began to just talk to pastors there. And through a series of events, the Lord revealed to me that feeding was mentoring and the sheep were women. And I thought, oh, my goodness, you've got the wrong woman here, Lord. And I often say, you know, I wasn't really the woman. People say, oh, God just knew that it was supposed to be you. And I said, no, I was probably the only one that said, okay. And he's like, oh, my gosh, now I have to work with her. But I began to mentor several women, and I thought, well, that was it. But as I ran into one of the pastors at Saddleback and told him my Feed My Sheep story, he said, oh, no, I think, you know, it's the women of Saddleback and that you're supposed to start a mentoring ministry here. And he handed me the 12 steps to starting a ministry at Saddleback. And as they say, the rest is God's history, because I did start that ministry almost 17 years ago. And it's called Woman to Woman Mentoring. And because Saddleback is such a large teaching church, I had the opportunity to share it with many churches. I wrote a resource to help churches start mentoring ministries in their own church. And after about 3 years, that particular resource was published by Lifeway, and it still is. It's called How to Start, Grow, and Maintain a Mentoring Ministry in Your Church. And it's in a beautiful box with DVDs and CDs and everything I know about how to start a mentoring ministry. And so God changed my heart. You know, He gave me a passion for women and all the things that they deal with in their life, which has since become the heart of all my books that I have written. They're all, I like to say that mentoring, my tagline is sharing life's experiences and God's faithfulness. So wherever God is taking you, you know, He's going to ask you to share how He helped you get through that with someone else going through something similar.
Exactly. Now, did you do very much mentoring one-on-one prior to that?
No, I did not. I did not. I didn't even know what I didn't even know what mentoring meant. A woman, and I was, as I mentioned, in business, I was in the insurance business, and a woman saw me in a training video, and I lived in Southern California, she lived in Northern California, and out of the blue, she called me and asked if I would mentor her, and she was going through a rehab program and knew that I was a Christian and also successful in our business, and I literally had to go out and buy a book, you know, to figure out what that was, and I bought Lucibel Vanetta's book, Women Encouraging Women, which is now out of print. But I thought, okay, well, yeah, you know, I can do that. And then a couple weeks later, one of my daughters was having a small group in our home, and she wasn't able to teach that night and or lead. So I led it, and then they asked me if I would stay on kind of as a mentor mom. And then one of those young girls asked me if I would mentor her. And so that's where I began to get this concept of, you know, the one-on-one. And I'm a big proponent of groups. I mean, Saddleback Church is obviously, you know, they're like the founder of small groups. But you can also get lost in a group. You know, you can be having all sorts of things happening in your life that really don't come out in a group setting. But when you're sitting across from another woman week after week, getting to know her, building up that trust, beginning to share your lives, you know, that's where I feel like that deep ministry could take place.
That is wonderful. Now, whenever I've worked in women's ministry for a while, and you say the word mentor, and that's almost a taboo word that scares people. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. How do you go about encouraging the older women to step up to that, saying you can do that, and giving them some encouragement and some confidence in that?
Well, you know, I define as mentors a little bit differently. Key verse is Titus 2:3-5, where the older women are encouraged to, well, not encouraged, they are commanded, actually. They are told that they are to teach and train the younger women it is specifically how to not slander, how to be righteous, and, you know, how to live a godly life. But I look at those verses as being spiritual age, not necessarily chronological age, because Paul was talking to Titus, who was a new pastor of like a church plant, and he was basically saying, this is what you do. You have the spiritually older men teach the spiritually younger, and the spiritually older women teach the spiritually younger women, because the church was growing and Paul couldn't do all of that. And so I think that's one of the heart of woman-to-woman mentoring, is it's not always necessarily chronological age, because, you know, some women are like 60 before they come to know the Lord, so they've lived a lot of life, but they don't have that spiritual knowledge to teach someone else. So the first kind of platform or foundation that we look at differently is, let's just look at spiritual age. So you might have a 40-year-old woman mentoring, let's say, a brand-new Christian who's 55 or 60, but maybe the 40-year-old woman has walked with the Lord for, you know, her 20 years. And so kind of breaking down that taboo that it always has to be, quote, a chronologically older woman, that opens up a lot of doors. And so once that begins to take place in a church and lives begin changing, I mean, it's amazing what can happen when, you know, just two women walk side by side with Christ at the center of their relationship. And in the woman-to-woman mentoring ministry, we watch over them in the ministry for 6 months, and they can continue on if they want. But, I mean, we have seen so many lives changed. You know, sometimes women accept Christ in that relationship, or, you know, marriages are saved, or prodigals come home, and the word begins to spread in the church. And basically, we have a really cute little skit that just shows mentoring is, again, it's you don't have to be a Bible scholar. You don't have to have the, you know, have the answer for everything, because God has the answer for everything in the Bible. You just need to help her learn how to go there and go to the Lord, and also to share your life experiences, because I always say that God doesn't have us going through different things in this life just for our own character building. Right. He wants us, he's going to put somebody else. Like, you know, I have a book, well, a number of books, but for example, when I had breast cancer, and at first I was devastated, and then I realized, oh, you know, God wanted me to write the book I wished I had. And all of my books, most the readers will say, it's like you're walking right along beside us. And it's like taking, I could have just had breast cancer and said, okay, I'm never going to talk about this. You know, I'm not going to, I don't want to have it be a part of my life. But that wasn't what God wanted me to do. He wanted me to mentor and other women going through the same thing that I'd gone through, and share with them how God helped me through. And so when women start seeing, like, oh, and again, it's just sharing your life experiences and God's faithfulness in your life.
Exactly. I loved how you put on your blog a little bit where it said Meet Janet, and you had the, some of your life experiences that you have been through, you know, the death of your father as a highway patrolman, you know, right, while on duty, just the different things that, you know, the grief, the infertility struggle, being a single divorced mom, the empty nest. I'm about to go through that, so I can so relate to that one.
Oh, boy.
The heartache of, you know, when your child turns the back on God, just the different things, moving the transition times there. And I think that's great so people can see that it doesn't have to be just your walk in the Bible. It's just your everyday experiences. And I'm so glad that you've touched on that. The book that you've written. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, sometimes people think it's strictly discipleship. And that's an element of it, but it, you know, you maybe it's not somebody that, I mean, maybe this woman has been a Christian a long time, but she's in a new area of her life where she's never been a new mom, or she's never been married, you know, now she's a wife, or now she's out in the work world, or now she's a widow, or now she has breast cancer, you know, where, wow, she needs somebody who is going to mentor her, not from the world's perspective, but to come in and give a God, you know, a godly friend and prayer partner, and someone usually that's maybe been a little further along that journey.
Right. Now, you do have a new book coming out. Is that correct?
Actually, it was released in March, and that's another journey that I've been on. So, you touched on many of the things. I have a Dear God series called Dare God, they say it's cancer, and I'm actually a three-time breast cancer survivor myself, so I can certainly relate to women going through the shock of having breast cancer. And then, Dear God, Why Can't I Have a Baby, as two of my daughters struggled with infertility, as did I. And so the latest in that Dear God series is Dear God, He's Home, A Woman's Guide to Her Stay-at-Home Man.
Ah, I love that one.
I know. And so we are in the season of life where my husband has retired, but this book is not just written. It's anything that would bring a husband home, whether it be reintegration from being military deployed or out of work, and now he's home, laid off, or disability or illness, whatever changes the dynamic of the marriage where he's not going off to work every day, but suddenly he's there every day when you're both 24/7 trying to learn how to readjust to being together. And that can be really difficult on marriages, and especially with the number of baby boomers now that are going to be starting to retire. And so I knew that as the things that we learned going through this ourselves, that the Lord wanted us to help mentor other couples, that it can be a good thing, but you know, there's certain things that can help you make it better.
Well, that's one thing. At times my husband, he'll tease that he'll just come home and work out of the house, and I'm like, oh,
right,
not so sure about that one.
So yep, that's another one, because he decides to bring his office into the house. Exactly.
Exactly.
I have stories. And in all my books, it's not just my story, but it's amazing. They all have between 40, 45 other stories that also, you know, cover all the different types of situations, because everybody's not going to relate just to mine. And it's amazing, whenever I put a call out for stories, just like women are just, whoa, ready to, you know, they want to share, because
exactly. They
get that concept of, you know, it's not just about us. It's about how can God use our experiences to help somebody else.
I think that's very key, that we all listen, and because we go through so many things in our life, and it's just not there just to cycle through and, like you said, put it up on a shelf. It's to help someone else, to encourage them on, and to let them know I made it and so can you.
Exactly. You know, most of the women that come into the Woman to Woman Mentoring, we call them orientation coffees, they're just lonely. That's the common cry. They're just looking for a Christian friend or someone that understands. And Saddleback was such a large church, we would oftentimes be matching strangers. And they would rather, you know, be matched with somebody that they didn't know. They were just so hungry for that kind of fellowship with another Christian woman.
Right, exactly. Well, you have, am I right, 11 grandchildren?
Yes.
Okay, are they all close to you in Idaho?
No, and yeah, that was another transition you hit on. When my husband had to medically retire, I had lived in Southern California my entire life. I was a native Californian, and we relocated to the rural mountains of Idaho. And we do have the daughter that I wrote about, also, you know, praying for your prodigal daughter. She was my prodigal. She now speaks with me in two about his work, and praise God. A godly woman, and she has she and her husband have three children that are grandchildren. They're about an hour just down the hill from us. We see them often, and then we have two that are still in Orange County, and then we have two in the Chicago area, and four in Colorado.
Oh,
so
wow.
We end up doing a lot.
Let me ask you this: when you're mentoring with, you know, maybe one-on-one with the woman or something, how do you balance your family and that woman, the time with that? How do you balance that?
Wow, I wrote a book about that too.
Well, yeah, tell us what it is.
Yes. I have a Bible study series called Face to Face. And the reason I wrote this Bible, there's seven in the series, and I wrote it because we call the mentors and mentees M&Ms in the mentoring ministry. And if they wanted to do a Bible study, we would give them suggestions. And then my husband said, have you ever thought of writing a series for the mentors and mentees based on what God says in the Bible about mentoring. And so I ended up writing a series. This is with New Hope Publishers, and it's called Face to Face, and it takes mentoring relationships in the Bible, like Naomi and Ruth and Mary and Martha and Elizabeth and Mary, and focuses on a particular aspect of their relationship that we can apply to our lives today. And so I also wrote one on face-to-face with Priscilla and Aquila, balancing life and ministry. And, you know, that is something that we all have to think about. And with mentoring, what I like to say with mentoring is that it's not that it's something you do in addition, like it's an extra thing you do. You mm-hmm. just have that, whoever you're mentoring, kind of walk along through life with you. Like if you're, let's say you're serving in another area of church, have her come serve with you and have her join you at church. Or if there's maybe a Bible study that you might like to do, go to it together, or go to an event together. It's just having somebody kind of shadow you in your life so that you don't stop doing other things. And that face-to-face Bible study series is written so that a woman could do it on her own, but it actually asks questions for the mentor and mentee or two friends to do together. And then there's a leader's guide to also do it as a group if you wanted to introduce that concept of mentoring into your church.
Very neat, very neat. Well, my church at one time did the woman-to-woman mentoring, and I got to be on a part of the planning and the pairing time, and that was just a God-ordained
thing. Isn't that amazing?
It was amazing. I had never experienced that, just to lay the hands on the cards and just to pray over them and watch God pair these women together. It was
right.
amazing. Just the stories of how did you know? And it was like, we didn't know. That's just what
we
God
didn't
did.
Know.
And
I know people would ask me, well, like, do the cards just sort of move around? And I said, no. And they were like, do you put them in a computer? And I always say, God's computer, because you're right. And I love to hear the stories of other churches that are, you know, they say, you're right. When I teach, and in fact, I still teach and train with Lifeway. I'll be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota next month, and then with their Lifeways You Lead, which precedes a Beth Moore conference, and I'll be doing one in Springfield, Illinois in October, where I teach on how to start mentoring ministries in your church and also on face-to-face mentoring. And then the team that Jesus built is what I learned about ministry team building based on what I learned about building the team, as you were mentioning that you were on the team. But watching God at work when you just open up your hands and let Him do the matching, let Him be the leader of your ministry. Oh my goodness, it's amazing, and it's something
amazing
that I wish everybody could experience.
I agree. You just walk out of there and you're like, "What just happened?"
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's so totally out of your control, and you know that it was just God all over it.
Yes, exactly.
And we only have a few minutes left, but I want to give you just a few minutes of how you might would like to encourage the women that are listening, whether it to be mentoring, whether it to be the different things about your God, Dear God series, things that's just passionate on your heart that God is just saying, you've got to share this right now.
Well, I do find that we've become a society of we're just so we think that we have to hide the things that are going on in our life, you know, that we can't be open about them, and we think that only this is really only happened to me. Nobody's really going to understand, or I'm going to be judged for it. And I just want to encourage women to reach out for help and to reach out to help others. That the first step in our own healing, I believe, is helping somebody else. And it gives us a different perspective when we can start looking at what was the purpose and God having me go through this, and how is He going to use that to help someone else? And if you are that person who really feels like there's nobody out there, look around in your church, look around in your neighborhood, but specifically in your church, look at that woman who you've admired from afar and just ask her if she'd sit down and have a cup of coffee with you and share a little bit of life with you. She'd probably be honored and humbled. And maybe feel like, oh, my gosh, what do I have to give to you? But that is what God's command. He wants us to be. We're not supposed to be Lone Ranger Christians. He wants us to reach out and to help each other. It is his command that one generation will teach and train the next. And I would like to also give the opportunity. I do. I have a Monday morning blog, and I do a monthly newsletter. And my website is just what we've been talking about, Woman to Woman Mentoring. So it's womanmentoring.com. And I have a store there for all my books are there. We do a special on the face-to-face Bible study series. And you can sign up for my Monday morning blog and also my newsletter.
That is wonderful. I'm glad you threw that in there. I was going to mention it, but I'm glad you did because you spelled it out.
Yes. Sometimes people think it's women to women, and it is woman to woman, and then mentoring.com is the website.
That is wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on with me today. I'm more of an introvert. I kind of like sitting behind the screen of the computer. But I feel that God always pushes us out of our comfort zone. At times I laugh and say it so much. Who has a comfort zone anymore when God's around? Because he loves to push you out. And I think it's important for us to step out and be the person that can make those initiatives, those take that step to pull another woman in. Because you look across, there is an epidemic of loneliness across our country.
Yeah.
Because of so much going on in our lives. We're running so much. And when we can invest in one person's life, and then if they can invest in one person's life,
I did quickly want to mention the Mom Initiative, which I'm mentor mom, and that's something that for those that can't always get out, that is exactly the heart of the Mom Initiative. And there's a website and Facebook. It's called the Mom Initiative. And that's the concept there too, one mom helping another mom and mentoring another mom. And so if you feel like, wow, I can't get out right now, I've got all these little babies at home, or just whatever your situation, that's a place where you can go and also feel mentored and know that there's something going on there every single day.
Exactly. That is a great site on Facebook to be a part of. There's always something on there that just jumps out and says, oh, I can relate. Yeah.
Exactly. And I also write for them, and I'm a mentor mom on their team. So we have the same heart and passion.
That is wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a blast having you on. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Cynthia. For those of you
that are listening, I would just like to encourage you to take that step. Find that person that you can connect with. Invite her in for coffee or for a walk, something that you can just learn and do life with together just to share. Encourage her in her walk, encourage her in her faith, encourage her in life. And I promise you she'll do the same for you. It's never a one-way street when you're in mentoring.
Right, always two-way.
It's always a two-win situation.
Right, win-win.
Exactly. So thank you so much, and those of you listening, have a wonderful day. Remember to share your stories. Join us at My Journey of Faith on Facebook. I can't get that out today. And we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.